help when your body failed. It didn't help when all your handlers were facing time in jail. It might have helped if you showed remorse, but you don't know what that means. Contrition is for losers. Velkommen, der Sportsy Talk. I'm Jim the Poet, brought to you by Kat in Chicago.
That's right. I'm Bronwyn C., brought to you by listener Dan B. from upstate.
And with us today is Danny D.
Our co-host, Danny D.
The winner.
Winner and champion of the Sportsy Talk. What was that? The March Madness brackets.
Yeah, Sportsy Bracks.
Sportsy Bracks. We got lots of Sportsy Bracks. We got lots of things. We have contests and stuff. What's that? What are you doing?
It's some German song I found on my phone.
Is it about Danny?
Danny!
Put it up. Make
it's
it loud.
This is as loud as it
that's,
gets.
That's as loud as it gets.
Yeah, I don't know why that's as loud as
you
it
can
gets.
You can make it louder on the board, right?
I think you're no, supposed to sing along with it.
That's kind of crazy. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know what... I took like 4 years of German, but I have no idea what they're saying. Danny! He won the March Madness thing, and now he's here
today with us on Sportsy Talk.
Danny D.
He's Danny D. Danny.
We're peaking.
That is all red.
I've never even heard that song, so and I can sing along. That's pretty awesome.
The German version of ABBA singing this song?
Who knows?
I know, they're very hot, and they look like they're probably from the 70s. They're called Sandra and Sharon. Sind sehr cool. All right, enough of that.
Yeah, thanks. That was pretty awesome. Okay, and we started the show with the song 13 by Baseball Project. Thank you, Baseball Project, for
following us being on about baseball.
Yeah, and that song was about A-Rod, who's about to hit his 660th home run. Yes,
yeah.
Any minute now, if he doesn't break a leg first or something.
Immediately.
And then the Yankees are supposed to pay him $6 million.
I think they'll boo. They'll actually all turn like they'll turn their backs on him.
No.
We shame you.
Shame you, A-Rod.
We refuse to pay you millions of dollars.
Probably.
But, I think that's what'll happen.
The Baseball Project is going to be playing in Brooklyn Saturday, I think, right near the WFMU Record Fair.
Which you should go to.
I could have told you where it was if somebody hadn't taken the bloody clipboard away from... Oh, no, here it is. Okay, so...
It's in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn...
It's in Greenpoint. Give me that clipboard right there.
Danny!
It says...
I want to go...
to Brooklyn and hear the Baseball Project. Okay, so Brooklyn Expo Center, 79 Franklin Street in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Get some kielbasa.
There's going to be all kinds of stuff. And it's Friday from 4 to 7 is early admission. And that costs a lot of money. And yeah, it lets you in all weekend, though. And then regular admission is Friday after 7 to 10 p.m., Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 7. And, hey, you know what?
What?
The Baseball Project is going to be playing at the Record Fair.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday from 3 to 6, so you ought to go.
During Tadafonic.
From 3 to 6 on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going to be drunk.
Well, you're always drunk. I mean, that's not an impediment to you going somewhere.
Is it the Derby, too?
Yeah, Derby.
What?
Yeah.
The Derby is on Saturday?
Saturday.
Yes, the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-oh.
There's a Danzig course and everything.
Derby?
You know, I remembered when you said that, what's the name of that Danzig horse? It's like Danzig something or other,
yeah.
Right? Somebody else.
Right.
Put that up. Okay,
right. Oh, okay. Better?
Yeah.
Better. Okay.
Yeah, way better. So I remembered that there was a Danzig horse before, and I looked it up, and that horse was a thoroughbred and a famous sire, so maybe he's the sire of this Danzig horse.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that is. There is a horse. Yeah, there is the famous horse named Danzig.
I usually just pick the horse by the cool name.
So Danzig's a cool name.
No, but there was another one.
Oh, yeah, Pharaoh.
American
no, Pharaoh. No, I don't want that guy to win.
That's
no.
Misspelled, though, so that's good.
They misspelled Pharaoh?
Yeah, they misspelled
They should have spell check for horses' names.
But you never know if they intended to misspell it.
So the Derby is on Saturday.
Yeah. The record fair is on Saturday.
Pacquiao versus Mayweather is on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the record fair early.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there at the crack of dawn.
Okay.
Taking people's money. A little bit for myself, a little bit for WFMU.
Crack of dawn would be 10 a.m.
There's the incentive
it's
right there.
Like 10 a.m.
Have Jim the Poet take your admission.
Yeah.
I'll take your money.
He'll take anything you got. Watch out for
him. And then I'm going home and watch the... Maybe I'll listen to the project of baseball project and then go home and watch the Derby.
How are you going to...
It's a busy Saturday.
How are you going to watch the fight? Isn't it like $100 for a pay-per-view or
something?
Yeah,
we've been saving up.
Are you really going to do that?
Me and Ben have been saving up.
Really?
Yeah,
really going to do it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, like, every once in a while, you can get a fight. You know,
can you,
and it's like I'm waiting for the, like, for a while, it was like, well, why spend money on some Mayweather versus some chucklehead that's going to lose?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait around. And then when the Mayweather-Pacquiao thing comes along, finally, when I'm an old man.
That's true.
Like, just let's go. $100-something. You know?
Yeah, put 10 bucks away a year for 12 years when the next relevant fight comes.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can come over. It's my house is kind of trashed. It's like a nest of Jimmy. It's kind of there's a whole lot of Jimmy going on.
I remember
all
seeing,
over the place.
I remember seeing videos of your old apartment on Gawker.
That place is cleaner than the new place.
Oh boy!
Yeah, the new place is kind of taking a turn.
Maybe
for the rancid.
I have no comment.
Okay.
I have no room to judge on my part.
It is a filthy, filthy place. But you're welcome to come over and watch the fight with us.
Sounds great.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully and join the conversation here on the show.
With today's co-host, Danny D.
Also, it's National Poetry Month, and Matthew Zapruder might be calling in to share
good.
His poems, his knowledge of giants and warriors and poems.
And poems. I looked up a lot of stuff about him about a month ago, and now I can't remember any of it.
Kind of a genius.
Yeah.
Runs Wave Poetry
Did he write that poem Sun Bear? Because I really like that poem. But I think I'm afraid to ask him if he wrote it, because what if he didn't?
Poets don't expect you to know all their work.
Oh, I don't know any of his
work. He's not like Walt Whitman or something like
that.
Be like, how dare you think I wrote Howl? Like, what?
What?
So that's a busy Saturday with the Derby.
All kinds of stuff is happening.
I haven't picked my Derby horse yet. Tell us who your Derby horse is.
Yeah,
on the
comments board on WFMU.org if you're listening online, or you could call us and talk to us.
You could call us.
Tell us who your horse is and why.
Horsey talk.
Horsey talk.
Yeah, there's some. There was some 40-1 shot that I liked.
Yeah, I like those. That's the kind of horses I like.
That's, I don't remember.
They're like half dead, and yet they still run okay.
They run okay.
I mean,
they take the same medicine that A-Rod takes.
Yeah, whatever you got to take, man.
Whatever.
Centaur stuff.
Centaur medicine.
Give me those Centaur pills.
Yeah, give some to your horse. Give some to your
take a couple,
stop.
A little handful.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod is on the cusp.
Yeah,
of 660
that's
home
a
runs, which gives him like he'd be fourth or fifth all time or something like that.
Oh God!
And he'd only be the second or third guy who's on super drugs.
I know. Are they going to put like the big asterisk on him?
They're going to put an asterisk on him. Yes, they're just going to brand him on the forehead with an asterisk.
Mm.
It was a feel-good story.
Yeah, it's happy
hey, you
for
know,
everyone.
You know the question that I was going to ask Ed Lucas on the fan, when he was on the fan.
Ed and Lucas was on
he,
last
but they
week.
Weren't, but on, he was here last week. It was the best show we ever did. I don't think we'll ever do
We're
another.
We're waiting for the Emmy to come to the mail.
Yeah, they'll give us that for that, just for that show.
I'm sure.
Because we're never going to do
that was,
show as good as that. That was pretty awesome.
You can pretty much listen to that every week because
yeah,
it's
just
pretty
forget
much
all the real shows and just listen to that show over and over. But so... he was on the fan at like 9:45 Sunday morning, and
mm-hmm.
I said, I'll listen, and I'll call in, and I'll ask him this question that I didn't get to ask him on our show.
Right.
And then they didn't take calls. They
no
just,
calls.
They just had him on for like
that
5 minutes.
That guy was sleeping in, the guy
it
to
was awful.
Screen
yeah,
calls.
I was sorry, because what I wanted to ask him was, you know, he's He is actually in the Hall of Fame.
The Ed Baseball Lucas. Writers Hall of Fame?
No, the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown has a broadcaster's...
Really?
Broadcaster's wing, yeah. Ford wing. Frick Award, isn't it? Something
yeah,
like that?
So he's
so
actually...
he's won one of those?
He is in the Baseball Hall
That's
of Fame.
That's pretty good.
I know. And you could tell by reading his book, he's a very ethical man, right? He's very, very ethical guy, very thoughtful, very very good guy. I wanted to ask him if he thought that Pete Rose should be eligible for the Hall, because I would really like to know his opinion on that.
It's interesting. Well, now Pete Rose is a commentator for Fox Baseball.
Yeah.
Which I guess they're going to ask you, like, what if you were betting? If you were a betting man, what would you bet, see what you bet on?
Yeah.
Would you bet against the Reds today, Pete?
I think I would. Not if I'm not managing them. I only bet against them if I'm managing them.
He had his own phone in the thing. He was actually making, he was like, it's the fifth inning. He's like, I'm betting against the Reds today. I'm going to go take the pitcher out.
Yeah. Pretty awful.
Aw. Aww. Poor Pete Rose. He does those Skechers commercials where he can't even be in the hall of his own
house.
Oh,
his house.
Those are weird. Those are weird and sad.
He's like, in my own house?
Oh, those are weird.
It's like, jeez, man.
Commenter DD Fan on the board says, Danny D is the most trusted name in guest co-hosts.
Aw, that's nice. Thank you.
And,
you also would be a better shortstop for the Yankees than DD Gregorius. I hope you feel that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really giving him the business, huh?
Yeah, he's not playing. I mean, you go from Jeter, who's a world-class Hall of Fame Mr. Yankee, to Didi Gregorius, who's like Mr. should be in the minor leagues doing
Every mistake is
like, Jeter never made an error.
No, he didn't get to the ball most of the time. It would be past a diving Jeter.
Right, so
he made very few errors because he couldn't move to his left very well.
That was the second most frequent John Sterling call.
Past a diving Jeter. I actually heard him say past a diving Gregorius the other day. Past a diving Gregorius. Jeter was always diving. He was always making a good show of it going to his left. But to his right, he would do that little, like, Michael Jordan, like, you know.
Oh,
like
the air.
Oh, that was awesome. I could watch that all day and all night. Just stream those together.
He's the greatest.
Usually when I'm trying to sustain an erection, that's what I'm thinking of in my head.
Could you bleep yourself, please?
Wow. Boop!
Jesus.
No, I'm not bleeping that.
Why?
That's knowledge.
That's respect.
Yeah. That's really, you're just trying to calm things down, you know? Some days you're just trying to keep it real. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
I have another baseball story.
Lay it on me.
Okay, so Ajax the dog, did you see that?
Is that the dog that brings the bats to people?
No. In the Tampa Bay Rays, they used to be the Devil Rays. But
yeah, how are they doing these days? Are they still in the major leagues?
Ever since they took the devil out of their name, Satan has ensured that they will never win another game. But
Satan is angry.
He's angry at them. But they had, there was a police dog named Ajax.
How's
down
he doing?
In Tampa Bay. Well, he's okay now, but you know, he was on duty and he got bit by a rattlesnake because they have those in Florida.
They have those in Florida?
Florida's the worst god awful state. Don't ever
go
there.
It's a pretty bad place.
It's pretty terrible. It's got cockroaches the size of my fist and rattlesnakes and all kinds of crap.
It is just a swamp that they built like a mall on top of.
Yeah, it's a hellhole with a mall on top of it. A-Rod lives there in the off season.
Yes,
okay,
he does.
And so this Ajax, the police dog, got bit by a rattlesnake in the line of duty, but then he recovered. So
they forced him to go to a Rays game?
Yeah, they forced him to go to a Rays game. They had him throw out the first pitch.
Oh, I saw that.
And it's the most adorable thing.
Did he like kind of roll it or something?
He runs all
it's
the
better
way.
Better than Tom Brady's throw to home plate.
It was
to be honest
way
with you.
Better. It's way better than who's the pitcher who's got the yips right now?
John Lester?
John Lester. Yeah, John Lester.
He doesn't throw to first so good. And then they were like, hey, throw to first. And he's throwing it all over the place.
Yeah.
He's like Chuck Knoblauch.
Ajax the dog could do a better job than John Lester. So the dog ran the ball in his mouth all the way to home plate and got across the plate. And then the catcher knelt down and dropped it right in front of the catcher.
Did they
so
make
adorable.
Him stay at the Tampa Bay Rays game? Because those guys are the worst team in baseball right now. And their best guy was their coach, who's now like the Cubs coach because he's apparently not
Joe
miserable
Madden.
Enough. Yeah, I mean, like.
Yeah, now he's got to the Cubs.
I
tell you, going to the Cubs, though, at least he gets out of Florida. So
that's
something.
I mean,
right?
You know, except you got to go
Chicago.
To watch the Cubs every night for 6 months.
Then go to a pit out back to use the facilities.
Yeah, no. Do they even have bathrooms in that place yet? How's the Wrigley? How they're doing with that?
Know.
How's that
we
coming along?
I think they brought in portable.
Yeah,
they brought in
still
porta potties,
I mean,
but it's still that's not great.
I mean, you want to sit on the same potty as like dudes like the Norm from Cheers look like?
Don't sit on them. You kind of hover.
Oh, you hover?
Hover.
But yeah. What do you think the plumbing was like in the original?
Pretty bad.
So probably yeah, break even.
It's like it's the same old thing.
It's got to be better than a porta potty, right? It's got to be better than going in a cup.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's fine?
Yeah, I did that on the way here.
Oh, jeez. Did you leave it on path?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to notice. It's a light rail.
Well, that was my lovely dog story of the day. It made me happy.
Oh, yeah.
It made me happy to see the dog.
I just feel bad that they make dogs go to Tampa Bay Rays games.
Yeah.
They do the Mets. They had them bark in the park, like the first
of 20, probably. Yeah,
for the Mets. But the Mets were actually playing pretty well then. And then they played the Yankees, and the Yankees, like, you know, destroyed them a couple of times. So they're depressing again. Poor Mets.
Poor Mets.
Well, they're going to depress their way to the NL East title because all the other teams are more depressing.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies are pretty awful. The Braves are pretty bad because the Braves traded all their good players.
Yeah.
Aren't the Mets
Marlins are depressing.
Yeah,
the Mets are still in first place in the NL East, but, I mean, you know, that's not really saying much.
Mm-hmm. If the Nationals stop throwing it into the stands every other play, then.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Nationals. Look like an awful team that's never played defense before. So
they were supposed to be really good this year. What happened?
Yeah, they need to score like 15 runs a game because they give back about four or five runs. Ian Desmond apparently has never played shortstop before or something like that because that guy is all over the place.
Puts the E in Ian.
Is he worse?
He does put the E in Ian.
Is he worse than Didi?
I'm gonna say Didi will make a play every once in a while. Didi's arm is pretty good. Ian Desmond is a mess. I don't know what he's doing out there.
Didi and E.
They have a guy in center. Like they played the Red Sox like through opening day, and it was like they just made a bunch of errors. Like it was errors all over the place. And the guys calling the game were like, "What is going on with these guys? Like they're supposed to be the best team, and they're awful." Hello, caller, you're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU with Danny D.
Jimmy?
Hello, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy, it's Matthew calling.
Hey, this is Matthew Zapruder, famous poet.
Hey, Donovan, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling for National Poetry
Warriors fan.
Month.
Famous Giants. Yeah, yeah. You know, you right now, the Warriors, the Giants, they're on the top of the world, and I'm thinking that you have something to do with it, Matthew.
Yeah, you know, I moved here, and the Giants started finally winning.
I think it's because of you and because of your fandom.
Can we get him to move to the Bronx?
No.
Actually, my wife hated baseball, and then the first year,
why did you marry
the Giants? They won the World Series, and she was like, she just kind of expected it to happen every year, and I had to give her this very stern lecture about how it hardly ever happens.
Every other year.
Now is it odd years or even years that they win the World Series? Now it's even years, I believe.
My reliability in terms of baseball is zero when it comes to her, but.
But it's National Poetry. It's the end of National Poetry Month. Do you feel like National Poetry Month has catapulted poetry into the stratosphere that it deserves?
Oh, yeah, Jim. It's like, you know, it's crazy.
Feel it? Poetry fever like wherever you go?
You can't even walk down the street now. It's like
no, you can't.
Crazy.
It's just everybody's speaking in haikus all the time, it feels like.
It's like. You know, everybody's a poet laureate in their own mind right now.
It's nice to be the poet laureate of your own little world. Everybody gets that chance.
Indeed. How are you guys doing?
You know, pretty good. We had the blind guy on last week, Ed Lucas.
Jesus!
But the guy was blind!
Okay, yeah, he's blind.
He made me feel like a complete loser because he's been broadcasting for like
he's an Emmy award winning broadcaster. He's like, in the Baseball Hall.
He's been
of
broadcasting for like 60, 70 years, and it's like, what's my excuse? Like I'm just a jerk who you know shows up. I can see fine.
Where?
He broadcasts. He's been on ESPN. He broadcasts on. He does interviews actually with players.
He doesn't.
It's not like he's broadcast. You know,
basically
he's not
every
doing
great
games.
Player in the history of baseball. Has talked to him.
And
then he had to talk to me
days.
For like, you know.
Yeah, he talked to us for like an hour. It was amazing.
Yeah, hangs
like
out with Yogi Berra.
Call the game.
Yeah, he didn't call the games.
No, he has daredevil-like skills, too. He was trying to push it off like he doesn't have daredevil skills, but he was like, he can guess if he, like, they had some sort of thing where Mickey Mantle came over to him. He's like, all right, you're just going to guess where the ball's going.
He doesn't guess. He knows.
And he knows where they're going.
He knows
I barely know where they're going.
He knows by the sound. He can tell in Yankee Stadium, he can tell by the sound because he knows the sound.
Well, apparently this is the outfielders. They do it as much by sound as by sight. So they can tell when they hear the ball come off the bat, that they sort of
they can feel, sense where it's going,
how, where, if it's, you know, how well it is and what and what direction it is. That's what I've heard. Of course, I have no idea myself personally, never having played baseball.
I was mostly a catcher, and catcher when you're in Little League is like they throw you the ball, it goes between your legs, you go to the backstop, you throw it back to the guy. I tried to play like softball outfield, and you're like, all right, I'm lined up right under it, and you're like, whoa, where did the ball go? It's like over my head. This is terrible.
I was teaching Squaw Valley this summer, and they make this big deal out of this softball game, and Bob Haas, and everybody's there. And
I'd love to play Bob Haas in softball. Bob Haas wrote my favorite poem ever.
He's serious about it.
I'm sure he is. He's very serious about everything. But the best poem that's ever been written has been written by Bob Haas about the dead bees in the bowl. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You think that's the best poem that's ever been written?
I mean, maybe Shakespeare's sonnets are in second, but my favorite poem ever is, because that's the name of my fantasy baseball team, is a bunch of dead bees in a bowl or something like that. It's an amazing poet. It's a prose poem, you know. It's pretty good.
It's a great poem. Yeah, it's the one where he's at the writing residency and he meets the Japanese woman.
Yeah, he says it's not about him, but we all know it is. And so he's like hitting on some chick, and then she says she's had a mastectomy. And he's like, oh, I can't get with that. And so the next morning at this writer's thing, there's this bowl of dead bees outside of his.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Right. And I think every kid in America should have to memorize it.
Yeah. Message received. I am the worst man ever.
I'm a terrible person.
Deja vu.
Here's my dead bees.
So, but the Warriors, that's the good stuff.
The Warriors are going to win, pretty much going to win the world championship this year in the NBA playoffs because they're unbelievable. They play with a joy and fervor that I've not seen in the NBA in a long time. And they're lined up to play like old teams like the Spurs that have no, you know, they're all old and they're going to get wiped out by Steph Curry is basically the kind of guy who spends his entire day in a gym, like hitting shots off of chairs and throwing balls over his head. And he's like a gym rat.
He hit 77 three-pointers in a row in practice.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. And he hit one the other day.
I haven't done anything 77 times in a row in my life. This is the single thing I've done 77 times in a row, I don't think.
The tallest guy. He's not the fastest guy, but he's got like incredible dribbling skills. And
Bronwyn, are you more a baseball or basketball person?
More of a baseball person, but both.
What's your basketball team, Bronwyn? Is it the Knicks? Because oh my god,
shut up!
I like the Knicks.
When I lived in Portland, it was the Blazers. But when I moved here, I switched allegiances.
Well, that's like going from the cellar down.
They used to be good. They used to be really good.
Realized how perfect a name Blazers is. A perfect name for that city.
Yeah, well, but Bob Haas and Brenda Hillman, with whom I teach at St. Mary's and the MFA program. She's a huge Giants fan. They both are.
Yeah, they're unbelievably good now.
They die with every Giants game.
I mean, that Baumgartner pitched, I think, every game for seven innings of no-hit ball. I mean, it was just like, what? Is this legal that they can pitch every game and stuff like that?
I don't know. We don't worry much about legality here.
Do you have a poem to share with us during National Poetry Month, Matthew?
Have I written the poem?
Have you written one that you want to share with us on the air right now?
I haven't written. I've scribbled a little this month. We have a relatively new baby in our lot.
Oh, nice! Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I haven't really been writing too much. I've been busy just trying to keep alive. But I do have a poem that was my last book. It's about baseball.
The book "Come On, You Ghost," which was a New York Times notable book of the year. Or?
Sunbear, which is more recent than
that.
Sunbear.
Nice.
Well, that's the one. Yeah,
I
was asking if you wrote that poem because I really like that poem.
Thanks. Yeah, that was me. Unless you're thinking of a different poem, which is possible. But
no, I think I'm thinking of how many...
She was like, I don't want to ask him on the air if he wrote Sunbear, but that's the poem that I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys need a research assistant or something.
Yeah, I know. We need producers.
Yeah, we need people to run the board and
we need a lot of
the calls, and we need to pay it.
We need to get paid for this.
We need to get paid, yeah. But why don't
you... Just before I was called you all, I was thinking about Jack Spicer, and I was thinking about all the poems he wrote. He has this crazy. If you check out Vancouver lectures that he gave a couple months before he died, there's like a kind of insane long thing about baseball in there. It's on the, you know, it's just like some really tortured extended metaphor about baseball and like writing poetry or whatever. But then he wrote these great poems about baseball. I don't know if you know, do you know his poems about baseball?
I remember his magazine. There were some of his magazine poems were about baseball,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
That's right. The pitchers are obviously not human. That's
yeah. Jack Spicer was often in conversation with Martians and stuff like that. Like he had, had a lot of levels going on of stuff.
He believed he was channeling messages from outside.
I believe he was too. So
yeah,
I mean, I think that explains a lot.
But Spicer was a big baseball fan, and so when I used to live down in North Beach, in San Francisco before we moved over to Oakland, I used to go running very occasionally in past Aquatic Park, which is where he used to hang out listening to baseball games.
Oh wow!
And so I wrote a poem about kind of being in that space with him. And
sounds pretty good. You want to lay it on us? Oh,
I will lay it on you.
You're on office hours right now. Is some student trying to
bust
in?
She can, the student can lay this. Okay, that's fine. So I'll lay it on you, and then I'll talk to the student. So it's called Poem for Jack Spicer, and it's like I said, I wrote it kind of with him in mind in that place, Aquatic Park. It's called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
It's in the book Sun Bear, Bronwyn.
Okay.
Okay. Poem for Jack Spicer. It's the start of baseball season, and I'm thinking again, as I do every year in early April, now that I live in California, where afternoon is a blue span to languidly cross, of those long ones you used to sort of sleep through, getting drunk on many beers, lying next to your radio on a little square of grass in the sun, listening half to the game and half to the Pacific water, gently slapping the concrete barrier of the man-made cove. I've heard it, and it sounds like conversations among not-there people. I can't quite hear, but you could. And later, you would try to remember what they said and transcribe it on your black typewriter in your sad, horrible room. When I read your poems about suicide and psychoanalysis, I feel very lucky and ashamed to be alive at all. Everyone has been talking lately about radiation, iodine, and wind, and you are in your grave, far from the water. I know I don't care about you at all, but when I look at your photograph, your round head tilted up so you're staring down at everyone, I remember how much you hated your body. Today I will go down by the water where you used to sit and think, I do not hate my body, even though I often do. When I die, please write, he tried, on whatever stone you choose.
Oh, that was amazing.
So that's that poem. Mm.
Yeah, incredible.
So Jack Spicer, but if anybody's curious, you know, you can find this stuff on the internet. But he wrote hilarious, strange, beautiful things about baseball. And so.
Yeah, he was really on a different level. But that's a wonderful poem, Matthew. And it's from the book Sun Bear. Mm-hmm.
Your
latest.
Yeah, Sun Bear, which came out last year. Like I said, it's like, as you pointed out, Jimmy, it's like this month, it's just been crazy being a poet and getting all these accolades. And
I know, it's nonstop laughs.
But it's almost over, so we're going to have to go back to live.
I know, our normal lives will be able to commence again. Thanks for calling in. This is Matthew Zapruder, and check out Wave Poetry online and all his great books. Thank you, Matthew, for joining us.
It was great talking to you all. See you, Bronwyn.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Take care, man.
Okay.
That was great.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Big Time Matthew Zapruder.
I know, right? We get the guests.
Thank you for making
the
time.
Yeah.
Next week, even though it's not quite National Poetry Month, Amy Nasuka Matatil will hopefully be joining us,
really?
Talking about Buckeyes. Well, we hooked them up, and then we got Ed Lucas, and then Danny
and then
D's coming.
Happen,
it's always National Poetry Month, Jim.
Robert Pinsky couldn't join us.
How come Matthew Zapruder got a baby for National Poetry Month and you didn't?
I don't think that's okay for me to have a baby. Like, I think I would be a terrible baby person. You know what I mean?
I thought they were giving everybody a baby for...
No. Okay. Matthew Zapruder, though, a terrific poet, and check out his work. Come On, You Ghost is a great book. Sun Bear is apparently his latest book, and
he's the editor-in-chief
of Wave Poetry.
I used to look at the sun bears in the Portland Zoo.
What's a sun bear?
They're very strange.
What is it?
They're like an Asiatic bear. They're kind of a small bear. They have kind of a light-colored face. They're kind of crabby and nasty-looking. Yeah. you know, they're kind of awesome.
Wow.
I like them.
And Jack Spicer, terrific poet, if you ever get a chance to check out his work. Yeah, no, he's a really good poet and really on a different level. I mean, really
we
did.
Got a bunch of commenters on the comments board saying how great that poem was. Great
amazing poem.
And great reading. That was great. The poem
Aquatic
was great.
Park was the name of the poem?
Yeah.
Cool.
That was good. Thank you.
What else we got going on, Danny? When's the Devils?
All kinds of stuff.
What, when are the Devils drafting in the NHL
that's like
draft?
The end of June, sometime the end of June.
And what do you think? Anybody? What place are they? Fourth, fifth,
six.
Something like?
They get the sixth.
Six
pick.
Is nothing. That's nothing.
They might get a decent forward.
Now the guy who owns the Devils also owns the Philadelphia 76ers.
That is
so
correct.
They're both terrible. Like, so can we blame
him?
Well,
that's him? The plan. Well, I mean,
that's
the
plan
apparently.
That's what
no,
he's
it's
going
amazing.
For?
He has more. He has Dolan money. He has more money than Dolan.
No, he's rich. He owns not Comcast, but I mean, like he owns something super big.
Yeah, like
I'm gonna look that up. Not
yeah,
when I'm
exactly.
on the radio.
I don't
some
know
other
either.
Point.
Not when you're running the thing. Okay.
He's super rich.
All right.
What else we got going on?
Let's see.
Oh, the Bucks
wait,
mascot.
I've lost my breath from that Zapruder poem.
I know that was pretty great.
No, I have a poem for you. Matthew Zapruder, what an amazing poet. Writer of Sun Bear.
That's pretty good.
Amazing poet, writer of Sun Bear.
Took my breath
haiku.
Away again.
It's there a haiku.
Go.
It's National Poetry Month.
Danny D's
here
getting
the
in
show.
The spirit. Yeah.
Good
call
work,
on with your
work.
Haiku. Call in with your haiku, 201-209-9368.
Here's my Robert Pinsky impression.
The shirt. The collar. The button.
No, I mean, like...
He refused to call in.
I know. He emailed me back to say, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I got this email and I have no intention of doing this, but I got
the
email.
Just so you
know. That was courteous.
The shirt. The button.
The guy is literally the voice of God.
The collar.
He did this whole thing about the shirt factory burning down like 100 years ago.
Speaking of shirts.
The shirt.
Yeah. Shirts.
Speaking of shirts, I didn't get the memo that we have to match the microphone we're going to be on.
Yeah, we match our
I got mics. A purple, kind of a purple. It was on the top of the garbage today, so I had to throw it on.
Yeah, we do. We match our mics.
201-209-9368. That's
201-209-9368.
I'm trying to look at you both.
You can't.
And broadcast from the radio.
Just look at Danny.
Hello, Danny.
Jim Afadik Jim.
Danny's wearing a Blue Jays hat. And a Devil's
jersey,
and I'm assuming Bengals underpants. Is that what's happening?
We should make Bengals underpants.
Bengals underpants.
I'm sure they.
Do you think people buy those?
How is it? When are the lavender number one fingers coming out? When are those? Are those soon?
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's update. The foam finger update. I got the online proof for approval.
Yeah.
This week, and I approved it. So they should, I think, next week. I think they should
we'll
be
have lavender. So if you gave money during the marathon.
To Sportsy Talk.
Or to something else and requested it.
Not during the marathon, but you pledged to WFMU and you gave so much money that you got to pick whatever premium you wanted and you picked the foam finger. Your foam finger will be.
Your foam finger's coming.
It's
WFMU
coming.
WFMU will give you the finger.
Yep.
They will give you the finger.
We will. Sportsy Talk will.
You're going to get fingered. By WFMU.
By Sportsy Talk. By Sportsy Talk. We're going to finger you.
Didn't realize I was going to be bringing this down a level every 10 minutes or
every
so.
Time you, every time you open your mouth, Danny, everything
fingers.
Gets dirty. Fingers. Let's talk about the Bucks mascot.
Bango.
Bango is actually, you know, on the NBA Jams game, which is one of my favorite games. It used to be like an arcade game when I was in college, but then they've re-released it on phones. And Bango is like one of the best players you could play because the Bucks don't have too many players that you would want to be.
Yeah.
And so Bango was one of the Bucks, and he like literally can dunk. I mean, he's like shooting threes.
He's supposed to be a buck, right? He's supposed to be a deer, but he looks like a Pac-Man. He's round.
He's what?
He's
what
round.
Happened? When did he become round?
The mascot.
No, you should Google that right
now.
No,
he looks like a buck.
Look at it. No, he looks like a big round Pac-Man with two. Deer horn sticking off his head.
I don't think that's true.
He ate somebody. He ate somebody this week.
Who did he donuts eat? Or something?
No, he ate a person.
What?
Look at it. You have to look it up.
I do?
He's so badass.
But I'm on the radio.
He's the most badass. You both have phones. Look it up. He's the most badass.
He ate somebody?
Look, Bucks mascot eats person or something like that.
I mean, the Bucks history, it's like we've Bango. Got...
But they beat the Bulls, which is kind of impressive.
It's like
they're 3-1, I think. Kevin Vanderkolk, The man who plays the Milwaukee Bucks mascot, Bango, is stepping down at the end of the season, a team source said.
No, just look at the video of him eating
somebody. What video?
There's a video.
Yeah, don't. This here's my radio show. I'm going to watch videos.
Okay, never mind.
What's happening?
Listen, you can look it up afterwards. If you haven't seen it, we can't discuss it.
Searchy
so
talk.
Forget it. If you would ever like, yes, searchy talk. If you would ever like read the emails I send you, you would look these things up.
Here's
time.
The headline. Bucks yeah. mascot eats a passing human is terrifying and hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, this exactly. is, okay, so this isn't the regular version of Bango. This is sort of the big foam bubble Michelin man.
Oh.
Like one of those.
That happens to all those Michelin guys. Okay, Google. Oh, wait a minute. I broke it. Wait a minute, I got to do that again.
Listener Glenn,
Listener
Glenn is sending us a link to Bengals undies. So oh, they do exist.
Bango.
You
got to
get where? Some.
Hey, if they Danny. Have Steve, they had Steve Bartman protest underwear back when that all happened.
They had protest underwear for yes. Steve Bartman was the protest guy who ruined underwear. The Cubs back in the playoffs like 10, yeah. 11 years ago.
And it, yeah, there were.
Protest underwear. That's exciting.
Yes.
Never thought of that.
Think about that. One day, you're some dude working in a corporation.
Yeah, and then you wear headphones to the game, and then you...
3 days later, people are putting out...
You interfere with the balls. It's coming down, and Moises Alou's jumping around like you took his car.
I hope Bartman outlives them all.
They gave back 8 runs or something like that. It was totally not Bartman's fault.
I hope the Cubs win.
We should get Steve Bartman on the air.
Steve Bartman outlives
I'm
them all.
That down.
And then
we
the
do
Cubs
a lot
win.
Of housekeeping on the show
yeah,
during
make,
the show. So.
Well, we talk a lot about who we want to
Google
get on the air.
Bango.
That's a good
call, Steve Bartman.
If you would read your email,
I mean, I get
this.
Them, and they're really
I know, and
long.
You don't read them, I know.
They're really long.
I know. I found a way to get you.
Didn't
to read
I get Zapruder?
You did get.
He made me cry on the
that
radio.
That was fantastic.
It was beautiful.
That was a beautiful poem. That
Something
was a beautiful super.
Spicer's fat head.
Sad. No, round head.
Round head. 201-209-9368.
Tilted up so it looks like he's looking down at you.
What does Danny want to talk about? Do you want to talk
yeah.
about NASCAR? Do you want to talk about the guy who was beat up his girlfriend and got in trouble and then thrown off and then not thrown off, how he wins the race?
Oh, the
and
guy who won. Heartwarming story. It's a lot of heartwarming stories this week.
On sports.
Isn't that great?
And
yeah.
the guys who were calling the thing were like, oh, it's redemption for this guy. And it's like, no, you beat up your girlfriend and got away with it.
Wait, if you're looking for Mayweather fans, I think you found them.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to cast it. The Pacquiao people are trying to cast it so that if you like Mayweather, you like men who beat up their wives and girlfriends and stuff like that. Which is a dark way of
valid.
Looking at it. It's a dark way. But yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah,
that's fine. I kind of want to see Mayweather get beat up. I mean, But I don't think Manny's up for it. Manny, like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe Manny Pacquiao could have beat up Mayweather, but I don't think he really can do
it. So do you think it was worth spending your $100 to see this fight
I haven't
on
spent
TV?
It yet, but I imagine. I watched the last Pacquiao fight from some Philippine website.
Wow. Oh,
that's so awesome.
Interrupting
some
the
website.
Usual, I thought he was
the usual
say
stuff that you get on that stream.
I thought he was going to say Philippine brothel.
Yeah, it was my favorite Philippine website.
Yeah, they took the webcam from the brothel and they put it in front of the TV.
They turned it to the TV. Yeah.
Right okay. to the television.
Yeah.
But that was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
The last Mayweather fight I had to watch with there was this floating ad in the way, but I could pretty much tell it was... I could pretty much tell what was happening.
It's like,
all I saw was feet. But that's how you used to watch boxing at
the
old Boston Garden. Yeah, I mean, all you would see is feet because you were
is that like the modern
overhang and stuff like that.
What was that station on UHF that had the scramble WHT or something?
Oh yeah,
it had
yeah.
the scramble vision. You could like because I'm old.
I'm old too. The UHF.
UHF.
Let's see, relegation battles heating up in the.
Yeah, is Hull City going to be able to hang on and
I
not get relegated?
So. They're just above the drop now. There's six teams battling out for the last 3
But, I mean,
spots.
They're actually tied with one of the teams that's going down.
I think they're a point ahead. I thought they were a point ahead.
They got a tie or something? They got a draw?
Yeah,
is that what they call it in
England?
In
well, they won this week.
A draw. Who do they beat?
They beat Crystal
other
Palace.
Yeah, I mean,
think.
Crystal Palace is completely awful, right?
Yeah.
No, they're mediocre.
They're pretty
That's
bad.
Pretty awful.
They have
Mediocre
all these murders.
My
teams.
Tottenham Hotspur, on the other hand, is just never good enough
Spurs.
To actually crack the top.
Good enough to be not good enough.
They're going to have a nice new billion-dollar stadium, though, so that's
Yeah, they want to
nice.
Play an NFL team in there.
I think they should have one. They should take the Jags.
Oh, my God. Yeah, send them away.
Take
send
the Jags.
Send them overseas.
Cause
deport
nothing,
them. Deport
nothing
them
is
to
better.
England.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I talked over you. This is bad form. Nothing is better. Nothing is better for a soccer field than having NFL games on it every week.
Well, they're doing that in Yankee Stadium this summer. It's going to be a giant problem.
They're having the baseball NYCFC.
First of all, NYCFC needs like a shorter name.
Yep.
They could have called them Pinstripe FC. Everybody would know who owned them.
Well, isn't it cooler? Wouldn't they be cooler if they looked like the Yankees, where they had the cool pinstripe? Because no soccer team on earth has that uniform. Instead, they go with the Man City uniform, which is kind of whatever.
Because
Man City kind of related to them?
They own them, but so do the Yankees own them.
Yeah. Nothing says, hey, we're a major top-line league, like naming all of our teams after better teams.
Other teams, I know.
I don't understand the FC and the Real Salt Lake.
It's so bogus. It's to make them sound European.
We're the soccer team.
We're really close.
We're New York soccer.
I have a tale of evil from the world of Hull City.
Thrill me with your Hull City.
Yeah, Hull City, who's trying to avoid the drop.
The Tigers.
The Alums, Sam Alum, who owns the team. I guess they hate him because he wants to change the team to Hull Tigers. Because that's such a unique marketing idea that nobody's named the Tigers.
They're not in the Premier League, but I mean, almost every place else.
Right.
They would be.
Yeah. It's dumb, but they apparently own a minor league team in the area of Hull City, the family, and they've decided that they're not going to spend money on it anymore. So this team is volunteering to be relegated two levels.
Oops.
It's as they twirl. Wow. Yeah, like really? Twirling the mustache and.
Volunteering?
You need to be owned by a sheik. I mean, like right now, a Qatari sheik is the one who owns Tottenham Hotspur. So you need to like be some sort of oil magnate to run. Like if you're a billionaire, you can own a soccer club and just waste your money. Like just throw it out the window on
that
a soccer team.
Works for the Nets.
Yeah, that's been working great. The Russian billionaire that owns the Nets has been trying to sell them for like
he's had
like
them
months
on the
and
market.
He's just like, this sucks, man. I like lost $660 million last year or something like that. And then Paul Pierce came out this week and said being on the Nets was the worst thing that ever
happened. That was great.
There was a Paul Pierce, and Jackie McMullen is like one of the great sports writers, and she's been one of the big Boston Globe writers and stuff like that. And she got Paul Pierce to sit down, and he must have been drunk.
We have to tell our listeners he's on the Nets.
He's on the Washington Bullets.
He used to
Wizards.
Be on the Nets.
He used to be on the Nets.
Last year he was on the Nets. The Celtics traded him, and he cried at his opening in his like introductory thing at the Nets, and he's like, I never thought I wouldn't play for the Celtics. Like, this is terrible. What am I doing here? There's even a basketball team in Brooklyn. Like, what's happening?
Right.
And then now this year, he was interviewed by. Somebody hung up. I was going to say hello, you're on the air. That's why they were all the way up like that.
Call back, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on.
Are you Matthew Zapruder? Do you have another poem?
Maybe it was Darren Williams. He was mad. We were talking about
He made fun of Darren Williams, saying Darren Williams was just like a guy who was like collecting a check and basically barely wanted to show up for games.
Yeah, Darren Williams had a great excuse. He said, who's as good as they were 4 years ago?
Paul Pierce is still pretty
like,
good.
Like, yeah, everybody. Good, and basically the answer is everybody who's any good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So the Nets
Paul
are terrible.
Paul Pierce said all this stuff
on the
record.
He basically threw everybody in the league into a chipper.
It's like, awesome.
And then he hit a giant three-pointer the other day to like sort of as an exclamation point to be like, well, suck on that. At the top of the hour, it's going to be a big two-hour version
of Dr. Game
of Dr.
Show.
Game Show with Joe Firestone. Joe is going to let you win big, maybe, possibly, if you're smart enough, if you have the gumption to win. So stay tuned for Dr. Game Show at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You better. We don't have any Australian rules football news this week?
Not too much. I mean, some coach beat up a fan, but that's kind of like every week.
I mean, come on. That's Australia.
We got a listener letter.
Oh, a listener letter.
Oh, we have a listener letter? I had no idea. Yeah. Is that part of the thing? Is that part of the thing you emailed me that I didn't read?
Yes. Danny read it.
Danny should read all of your emails.
And then, like, summarize them for
you. Summarize them for me.
Like, make them simpler.
Jim's
run
notes.
Run them through, you know, words so that they're at an eighth grade reading level.
Here you go, Jim. Here's all you need to know, John.
This isn't so bad. Okay, this is listener Zachary.
Hello,
and
Zachary.
He says, It's weird. Did you happen to mention that Babe Ruth struck out a lot on a show in the past few weeks? We did. I remember saying
did
that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Is that true that he struck
it
out
is
a
true.
Lot?
Yes.
I have no idea.
I don't have a full memory of it, but the cadence of the comment points me to you.
He used the word cadence in a sentence? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Okay, because I don't even know what that
poetry,
word is.
We have really smart listeners.
Yeah,
we have
really erudite listeners, I'm going to say.
Your comment, if it was you, was, as usual, underappreciated and left by the side of the road. No, I get it. That's the flavor of the show. I'm pasting Babe Ruth's career stats here, and then you paste a link, mm-hmm. from my favorite baseball stats website. It's not like total made-up letter combination stat website.
.com.
Yeah, I know. But some of the new ones are there. Babe Ruth led the league in strikeouts 5 times.
Really?
Yeah, with totals of 58, 93, 81, 89,
yeah, but that's
pitching
like,
or batting?
He would be like the least amount of... You're talking about 600...
Yeah,
plate appearances, or 700 plate appearances.
The year he had 93 strikeouts, he also hit .393. The year he had 41 home runs, 130 RBIs, 170 walks.
That would be like the triple crown.
So it's
now.
Not, yeah. So it's not like he struck out and stunk. It's just that people wanted to hate, and that's the only thing they had against him. But see, I didn't say it for that reason. I mean, it's true. He struck out a lot, as this guy looked
He's
it up, and it's true.
First of his kind.
But the reason he struck out a lot was he was trying to hit. You
they
know?
Don't.
I mean, he was,
now
that's
it's like
why he. I mean, people
before
who
before Babe Ruth, 10 home runs led the league.
Right. People who hit.
Right. And home runs were like things that like were a double that went into the crowd.
Yeah.
Home Run Baker was named that because I think he hit. A home run.
people who hit well and hit a lot, it's because they're taking swings at the ball, right? So they strike out
but
a
the,
lot, too.
The
it's,
idea
it's
of it used to be that if you struck out, because there's guys now, like
now they're just
so
Baez, Chris Bryant, those guys are going to strike out 150, 160 times a year
times.
And not even lead the league.
Yeah, right.
But it's
right.
like not a big deal because it's like you're not hitting into double plays. You're not like making things worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you can hit 30 or 40 home runs, they're going to put up with like a giant amount of strikeouts.
Because you're only getting yourself out instead of getting
You're not
out.
Like ruining an inning with a double
right,
play or some
right,
kind of
exactly.
nonsense
I
or
just,
something like
I
that.
I just want to make it clear to listeners, Zachary, that I wasn't saying it to, you know,
I think he was
derogatory way. I'm just saying that, A, it's true.
I don't
true,
know what most of those words
B,
you just said are either. I mean,
B,
like, the vocabulary required for the show have just gone
so,
up tremendously.
So
I failed the SATs, you know, because the vocabulary is really hard.
Not. That's ridiculous.
It's true.
It's not either.
I failed a class. I almost got thrown out of high school because I cheated. Did on a vocabulary test in Mr. Adair's class. Hello, Mr.
Hi,
Adair.
Mr.
I hope
Adair.
You're doing nice. Great. He gave me a break because I still got a 30 on the test even trying to cheat.
Terrible.
They're like, I'm like, you can't prove I cheated. I got a worse grade than I probably would have.
Jeez.
You and the other guy spelled erudite wrong.
Erudite. Is that how you say that word? I have no idea.
Erudite.
No
well,
idea.
Thank you. Thank you for the letter, though, listeners.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Zachary. We appreciate that.
I'm gonna ponder the meaning of that letter for quite
some
time.
You know, but time. It's the same as Brett Favre, right? For the Packers.
How's he doing?
He would throw like
six interceptions
in a
game. 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They would, and then one time he threw like 6 interceptions in a game, and somebody, you know, a sports writer afterwards said, you know, yeah, he threw 6 interceptions. And he said, yeah, it's a good thing the game's over. I was going to keep chucking them. You know? And that's the thing. I mean, they just keep going. If
it's a gunslinger mentality.
Yeah, exactly. So there's nothing wrong with it.
But a lot of, like, they were talking about Didi. Well, let's go back to Didi Gregorius.
Oh, why
and
not?
One of the things that those,
Gregorius?
Those awful, terrible, is
not
that
Gregorius,
his name?
He's a fun-loving,
I have no idea.
He's a fun-loving guy.
He's a fun-loving,
shortstop.
No, he's scowling almost all the time.
Oh, well, no wonder everybody makes fun of him all the time.
Yeah, he's
poor
terrible.
Didi.
But, it, like, his
you
swing
think
was so.
Didi on our show?
Yeah, we could probably get... I mean, he's not going to be in baseball like in a couple weeks. He's going to be working at a Walmart.
Next year, okay. Sports Ubrex winner.
Yeah. Sorry, Didi. But, like, they were talking about how he swings for the fences almost every time, and I think most players will do that just because, like, if you do get 15 or 20 home runs, you're going to stay in the majors, even if you strike out 200 times
right,
or something
exactly.
like that. So
yep.
Babe Ruth led the way. Mm-hmm. He was a man before his time, and he liked to get drunk and eat hot dogs in the dugout. If they had invented, they should have invented the DH for him because it was like, what are you doing in the field, man? He was a good pitcher, though. He's a great pitcher for the Red Sox before he was like
holds
a big
records.
And then he got traded to the Yankees, became the greatest baseball player of all time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Babe. That's your real name. And then he like lived on this farm, like in Western Mass, like raking dirt. Like after he, that was it. Like
what else?
Just
can
like
he do?
Raking dirt. I'm just raking the dirt.
He wanted to be the best groundskeeper of all time.
He was
after.
The greatest groundskeeper of all time.
Listener Karen has a very complex British soccer joke on the comments.
God, I have to look at this now.
Okay, look it up.
Wait a minute. Are we doing this on the air or are we going to not do it?
No, I'm looking it up without you.
Lay it on us. You're going to read it on them?
Oh, Danny, if you can figure it out. I mean, I sort of figure it out.
Is it written in English?
It's written in Scottish.
Danny!
The old
hey, how come Danny D has a theme song and we don't?
Firestone's
has.
I was dealing with Speedy Ortiz,
and they're very nice. They very nice.
I didn't realize. Well, you blame. You said I was only emailing them because of they have like a super hot lady singer or something like that.
That's what I thought.
But I actually like their band, and they're named after David Ortiz, and they're like from Western Mass.
All right.
And she, the lady whose name I can't remember off the top of my head, super hot lady.
he remembers that. He doesn't remember her name.
Well, she's not really my type. I think she has like a nose ring or something like that.
And she's not your type. You went after Andrea's grandma.
thing
I ever saw.
I didn't have a nose ring.
Andrea's grandma would have been. We would have had a good time. I'm saying.
I mean,
we still have a chance now. And I'm glad that
she's now that she's in rehab.
No, she's better. She's better. She's at home. I hope you're listening, Grandma Phyllis, and you know, call me.
Best of luck to you.
Call me Grandma.
I think Karen. I only see the first half of this comment. I think it's a setup for a 4-paragraph punchline.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're talking about it in the air then.
Okay. Oh Lord.
NFL draft.
Yeah, the NFL draft is this week, and most of the guys. It's in
Chicago.
Help me here, Chicago. So nobody wants to go. And
they all say that they have to stay home with their families.
Well, because they embarrass you if you're not picked number one and you're
expected
to go
early.
Well,
that's it. You're the guy in the room.
You're some jerk like sitting there like eating a taco, waiting to be called.
And then you come back tomorrow. Hey, you didn't get picked on day one.
This blows, right? You're sitting there like a jerk.
Yeah, if you have to come back the second day.
Mel Kiper's like, well, he's really dropping now. Like, even the Bengals don't want him, so he's going all the way down.
That's true. The Bengals had a guy they signed as an undrafted free agent named Quan Cosby, and he's in the room with Bill Cosby on day three for four rounds.
Come on.
And he didn't get drafted.
No, that blows, man. And they tried to do it with baseball, but it's like in the baseball one, the guy just kind of appears from no place. Like it's on the MLB channel, and the guy will just be like, oh, here I am. Like I got selected. Because you could get selected. There's like 25, 30 rounds in baseball or something like that. And it's like, oh, here
I
am.
You've been selected, I think. Everybody's been
selected. At the end of the thing, it's just a conference call, and they go, with the 5,000th pick, the Red Sox choose Slappy Magoo, left-handed pitcher from no place, America.
Slappy Magoo, that's another
Slappy Magoo
great
has
band
a chance.
Movie.
Yeah, he's got a chance coming up.
We've
had a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't had any blind people on the show today, but otherwise, he's a great Ed Lucas is great, and his new book is called Seeing Home. I still haven't gotten you haven't given me the book yet.
Oh, I think it's upstairs.
You're hogging it up.
It's in the locker upstairs.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna give it away to somebody who deserves it, probably instead of me.
It's made out to me. It's signed.
So it's not coming home
with
me.
It's going home with me. But you can read it.
And who's gonna win the who's your horse this weekend?
Oh, the Danzig horse. Danzig whatever.
Danzig horse?
Yeah,
that would be an awesome name for a horse, Danzig horse.
Well, it's Danzig something, that horse.
Yeah.
Tell me the names of the horses in the...
Yeah, let me see. I'll try to get it on
NJ,
my phone.
NJ.com is probably the fastest.
Okay.
Let's all Google on the radio.
just read them.
Oh, wait. Here, I got it.
You got them? You got the names?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What horses are going to be
you
in
can
the...
You can download the Kentucky Derby
Kentucky
app.
Kentucky Derby. Okay.
All right. Here we go. There's 19 names, so rapid fire.
All right.
Yeah, do
American Pharaoh.
Nope.
That's
the
favorite.
Dortmund.
Uh-huh.
With that
nope.
song, Jim.
Some
that,
sort of German maybe, thing.
Yeah.
Carpe Diem.
Nope. That's losing.
Mubtaji.
Nope. I can't even. Nope.
Can't pronounce
Materiality.
It.
Materiality.
Nope.
No.
Firing Line.
Nope.
No.
Frosted.
Nope.
International Star.
Nope.
Upstart.
Mm-mm.
El Kabir. Mm-hmm. This is like France.
None of these
level
horses. None of these horses.
Bad radio.
No.
Far Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bolo.
Mm.
Danzig Moon.
Danzig Moon, so far, is my favorite.
It's a knockout.
Yeah.
Mr. Z. Oh, here's one for a Bengal fan. Ocho, Ocho, Ocho.
Yeah.
Those ones never win.
Keen Ice, Ocean Knight, and Ten Sendur.
What's the odds on Frosted?
Frosted is 16-1, morning line.
Go down like two, what was like the second or third one after Frosted?
What about Toasting Master?
Upstart.
Where's Toasting Master?
Upstart.
Upstart's 21.
Hmm.
No, none of these horses are going to win.
None of them are going to win. They're all going to break
the
their legs.
The 20th horse that isn't on this list is going to win. Is that Jim's?
Somebody else.
The late entry.
Frosted.
Yeah, I don't know. None of those names really are resonating with me.
And we pick them by names.
That's all I do. Yeah. I want the worst possible. I want a 40 to 1 horse.
The most embarrassing name.
Yeah, well, just somebody good. I don't know.
Ocho.
Like, I'll drink another one, whatever that name is.
I'll have another.
I picked that one.
Did
I should have put actual money on it.
Oh.
It's Joe Firestone.
Yay!
Joe Firestone is here.
Dr. Game Show.
Two hours of Dr. Game Show. Get comfortable. Get yourself a nice, big, tall cup of something.
2 hours show.
And get ready to win big with Joe Firestone and Manolo and all of your favorite.
All the little Firestones.
All your favorite people from the Dr.
The Firestoners. Is that what we call them?
The Firestoners?
We can call them that.
Danny D, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Danny D for being our co-host today.
We took like 20 minutes out to interview Matthew Zapruder, but we'll spot you down the road.
Yeah. Sorry, hey,
wasn't he great,
it was
Matthew Zapruder?
Matthew Zapruder was terrific.
I'm local, guys. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, thanks, Danny D. Danny D's been a great supporter of Sports Talk.
He's a great supporter of WFMU, and he's a volunteer. And you'll be at the record fair this weekend.
I will venture to the record fair.
He'll probably be wearing a Devils jersey. So say hi to Danny D. I'll be at the front door at Saturday morning at 9:30. Hypothetically,
oh my God.
I don't know how that's going to happen. I mean, I'll be drunk.
They better not be counting on.
Which 9:30?
9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. We're online everywhere at WFMU.org and in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM.
Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, everybody, and may God bless.
Yay. We'll see you later. Which one am I hitting here?
The right one.
CD2. All right, goodbye.
To Dr. Game Show. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and you're listening to the 2-hour special of Dr. Game Show, the show on WFMU where we play games that you've submitted. It's really, and you really never know what you're going to get. So we've got, obviously, Manolo here. How you doing, Manolo?
Joe.
Manolo. How you doing, Manolo? What's up?
I'm good. I was wondering if we settled on a message board person name.
I don't think we did settle on the name of the message board people. So if you're out there, good reminder. If you're out there on the message boards right now, we need a name for the message board people. I'm still going for like game message board. I know it's a little bit tricky to say, but I think it might be a good.
What about Dr. Gamers?
Dr. Gamers. All right, we'll put it up to you guys. I think Dr. Gamers definitely has a better ring, but who knows if it conveys the information we need to share with you. Manolo, you doing okay? Otherwise, you feeling, how was your energy today?
I had a turkey sandwich before going to the train, and then I took a nap on the train and woke up here.
Okay, great. So you're in good. Yeah.
I had rest.
Great. You had rest. This is good. We have a very exciting show today. We have a 2-hour show, the first part of the Dr. Game Show experience today. We have very exciting people here. We have Murph and Diana.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Murph and Diana are married, but they're also both great on their own. I'd say.
I love that intro.
They're also great as single people.
Yeah. It's good to respect the individual. I think a lot of times you just get lumped into a twosome, which we like, but we're also like, we're powerful souls.
Yeah, more than a lump.
We're more than a lump.
More than a lump. And you guys, what do you guys, you guys like games? You guys play games, you guys play games together? What do you do when you're, you know, you just, you, how you relate to games as people, huh?
Monopoly. We got into a feisty game of Monopoly last time we were with your mom and
and my mom said something mean to my brother-in-law, and he went to bed.
He went to bed sad.
In the middle of the game. It was,
yeah, an intense Monopoly. Well, it brought up a lot of issues about capitalism and how some people just are ruthless, and you got to get those properties and put those hotels up. I mean, what the hell can you do?
What can you do? It can get tricky because it does. It's such a long game that, like, by the end, you're just either exhausted or very competitive, right?
Yeah you have to pick a.
You got to be in it.
Pick
to
a
win.
Direction.
Mm-hmm. What you go hard? What piece do you guys? What piece do you guys like to use?
You were the pup, right?
No, oh, you would be the pup, Diane.
The pup or the car usually.
I think
you were the car.
I think I might have went car. Yeah.
Manila, what are you usually?
I usually just watch.
It's an exciting spectator
binoculars.
Game.
From
slowly watch it happen.
Yeah, through the window.
Joe, what about you?
I think I like the pup, but I also like the thimble because it seems so practical. It's just a miniature.
It's like a real thing.
It's like I like that. Mm-hmm. So listen, we're gonna start. We're about to start this whole thing. It's very exciting. Manolo gets a lot of theme songs. It's all a big thing. But basically. If you have ideas for game shows, if you're listening and you're thinking, well, these game shows are horrible, I could come up with better ones at any point throughout this time and the next time we play Dr. Game Show, which will be next week at 7 p.m., you can email gameshowideas@gmail.com with your game show idea, and we will most likely play it on the air, unless it's just, I mean, profane or, I mean, really, we have so little restrictions here. But... yeah, if you have ideas, please submit them. You can also submit them via the message boards. Also, if you'd like to call in and play, we encourage that. We'd love to hear from you. You'd get to talk to Murph and Diana. You'd get to encounter Manolo, maybe for the first time, maybe for the 100th time. And you can do that by calling in 201-209-9368. And if you do win one of these game shows, you will win. Manolo, what do they win?
Customized magnets.
These magnets work. They stick to metal, and they are customized. And the most specific, I mean, it's just a great thing. Free magnets for skills. I don't know. Is that intriguing to you guys?
I love magnets.
Great. You have some cool magnets on the fridge.
Yeah, we have cool ones.
Half animals.
Yeah, it's a half an animal, so it looks like the other half is in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute. I like that.
It's pretty cool.
That sounds like a teleportation nightmare.
Yeah, half the torso is stuck in some other nether region.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or nether region? What? Netherworld? What are the nether regions are
the
in
the bowels of the fridge.
The bowels of the fridge.
All the zoo animals teleported.
That sounds great. I think I would read that if it was like I think I'd be interested in it if it was like a short novel that was made for children's reading, maybe 10 to 12.
A
tween,
YA audience.
Tween years.
Yeah. Tween years. I love that's. I think my reading comprehension level is tween. anyway, so let's go to this first game. This first game is called Celebrity Potluck, and it's submitted by Hannah Salmondinger from Brooklyn, New York. Can we get a theme song, Manolo?
Munch, 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 munch. What did Mel Gibson bring?
That was really good. That was a good one.
Thanks.
You should take a nap before every Dr. Game show.
Oh, thank you. I should.
That was really good. I think Hannah would have liked that one. Okay, so here's Celebrity Potluck. Hannah writes, recently you caught the eye of an eccentric millionaire who enjoys throwing small potluck dinner parties for the rich and interesting. You have been invited to a dinner party. As soon as you arrive, the old kook millionaire grabs your arm and demands that you guess what each guest brought as their potluck item. Desperate to prove your worth as a dinner party guest, you oblige. Each player guesses what the guests have brought to the party. Manolo judges who has done a better job proving their worth as a dinner party guest. The person he picks wins the round. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to give you a list of like four celebrities, and I guess you just have to tell us what different people might bring.
Okay.
As part of what you might expect as a dinner party. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been to one in a while, but I feel like they bring, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It says a lot about a person.
What they bring?
What food item they're packing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you bring?
Whiskey, usually.
Whiskey.
It's one of those that you can bring and then just enjoy yourself, you know?
Or like a bag of, if it's like a grill, you can just bring a bag of raw meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raw meats and your booze and your set.
Well, you guys seem like a power couple. Manolo, what do you bring?
Stuffed grape leaves sometimes.
Come on, Manolo. Don't lie to me here. We don't need to lie on the air.
Well, I buy it from somewhere else.
You bring stuffed grape leaves to anything?
Well,